images disappearing and reappearing rapidly on Encyclopedia. 6th of November 2006, this is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. The Internet, USA. Something very strange has happened on popular website Encyclopedia and related websites and pages. Pictures are refusing to load. Whenever one clicks on the blank squares where the picture should be and then clicks on the link to the image itself, one will be directed to a cannot find server page. Police are investigating what may have caused this incident. Officer Krupke had this to say, quote, "Something is definitely wrong, but we don't know what it is. Probably a busy server, if anything, but it may be due to the recent failure of Kevin Federline's debut album. Whew, boy, that was a stink bomb. That album is the reason why I'm half deaf today," unquote. Started Sunday around 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, when Encyclopedian P.F. or Eva accessed the famed website looking for a good laugh. What he got was a total lack of images, save for the Encyclopedia and UnNews logos. Only one or two images were able to load, and then when P.F. or Eva went back to the pages, the images refused to load. Says P. Forever of the unloaded images, quote, "They told me to get a life. I told them to," unquote. The rest of this article cannot be printed for reasons unknown. Some encyclopedians believe that this was caused by a black hole, which caused a glitch in QVFD. Others believe that this guy was responsible. Liberals blame the incident on President Bush, stating, quote, "Bush doesn't want to be called stupid poopy heads on Encyclopedia, making him look bad. In fact, he hated the UnNews article in which he stops campaigning after realizing that the upcoming election is not for president," unquote. The government denies these claims, but they have put Encyclopedia images on the endangered species list until the pages load. But strange things have been going on since this story broke. At 5:01 p.m. Sunday, images of a black hole and some guy named Johnny finally loaded. Then all the other photos loaded properly. Then a few of them still didn't load. Donald Rumsfeld commented on this browser glitch at 5:12 p.m. Sunday, stating, quote, "This is a threat to national security. We will find the culprit and bring him to justice," unquote. President Bush has been too busy trying to recreate photos by drawing them in a red crayon on his monitor. In a related incident, a glitch is making it very difficult to add bold and italics on pages without bolding and italicizing the wrong words. Rumsfeld and British Prime Minister Tony Blair are getting to the bottom of this. Stay tuned to UnNews for more details as this story develops. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.